You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. A new report from the Illinois Policy Institute says small businesses remain the state's strongest job creators. Companies with fewer than 20 employees have generated nearly 99% of Illinois' net new jobs since the pandemic, about 172,000 positions. They added more than 19,000 jobs last year alone. The report says businesses with under 50 employees are the only firms that have consistently added jobs on net since 2020, while larger employers remain tens of thousands of jobs below pre-pandemic levels. Small businesses have also delivered faster wage growth than larger companies. Researchers from the University of Virginia and Vanderbilt recently ranked Illinois state lawmakers by how effective they are at passing legislation, and while Democrats unsurprisingly ranked the highest, a few Republicans were near the top of the list, like State Senator Sue Resen. She says she's not afraid to work across the aisle.
When I'm in my district, there's no R or D. I'm in my district, and I will do what's best for my district, and I have a reputation for fighting for everybody in my district, regardless of what party they're from. My job is to make their life better and easier.
The researchers looked at data from 2023 to 2024. That year, Resen carried a measure to lift the nearly 40-year ban on building nuclear reactors in Illinois. The Illinois Department of Public Health will soon be able to set its own vaccine guidelines independent of the CDC. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a measure that he says is necessary given what he calls the misinformation surrounding vaccines coming from the federal government.
The Trump administration has upended the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, the federal body that has long provided states with rigorous, evidence-driven vaccine schedules. So Illinois is stepping up to fill the void.
The measure also requires state-regulated insurance plans to cover vaccinations regardless of federal guidance, and it allows pharmacies to administer flu and COVID-19 vaccines to children as young as 3 without a prescription. It takes effect in January. This is WSIU.